Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Eureka.
Eureka!
Exactly. Brewerica.
Not Eureka Springs.
No, just Eureka.
Brewerica is definitely the go-to there. Yeah.
Works.
Yeah.
So, wherever you are in our green state. What now?
I said it'll do.
It'll do. That'll do, pig. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Everything available at the coffee shops. It's available right there. I mean, I guess I can't make you a hot drink. They're not going to ship you a hot drink. But other than that, they got you taken care
of. Yeah, let's be realistic here. You know, what our expectations are. I mean, there's only so much that Shane can do.
I've learned to, you got to spell some things out for people through the years.
Yeah,
Sometimes you got to do that. So. Strange Brew Coffee.
Even some of our loyal listeners who we love very much.
Very much. Our good friends over at Pip Printing and Signs, they want to remind you that, hey, if you're a business owner, you already spend money on printing. We're not asking you to spend new money. We're not asking you to buy something you don't already have. We're asking you to consider giving your business to Pip Printing and Signs to work with one of the state's leaders in marketing materials, a company that's been in business for over 30 years, is Bulldog-owned and operated, and is going to take whatever sale they make with you and give 10% of that right back to the Bulldog Initiative. Again, whatever you're spending in printing right now, 10% of that could be going to Mississippi State's NIL collective without you doing anything extra. Now, that is a deal you cannot pass up. Call Camden Baker today at 601-499-5216 and get in touch with him and tell him you heard about this deal on Thunder and Lightning, and he'll take care of the rest for you. If you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you have been searching for. Whatever it is, if it, clothes, great. But they've got stuff for your car, your tailgate, your house, everything to let everybody know that you are a loyal Bulldog. Two locations in the Jackson area to serve you. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant, the place to go for the best meal in town. For lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch, the best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. Robbie Falk and I will grab lunch this week at Restaurant Tyler. That is I make a solemn vow to you, my friend.
I trust you on this.
It's going to happen.
I trust you. If it doesn't happen this week, then
I got
trust in you is gone.
I got nothing going on this week, so you just got to tell me a day and we'll go.
Okay. I'll figure it out later.
All right. We don't have to do it right this second. So, 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. That means if you live in Central Mississippi, there's a location near you. It means you're just a few, you know, steps away from a banking relationship that's going to benefit you a long, long time. If you are using one of the big corporate banks right now and you're tired of that, you know, that lack of service, that lack of a front-facing operation. If you want to have all those financial options that those banks give you, but with the service that you expect from a local business, then you need to talk to the good people at Priority One Bank. If you're already a customer of Priority One Bank, you know all about their app. It's one of the better mobile banking apps out there. You do a lot more on there than just move your money around. You can take care of a lot of your financial services. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. This is March, and it didn't get off to a great start for the Mississippi State Bulldogs. I feel like I didn't cover this particular thought process enough that, hey, it was very possible for State to go to Auburn and just get beat up. Auburn's a good team. They're really tough to beat at home. And when they get hot, that crowd can carry them. And that's exactly what happened on Saturday over at Auburn, as Mississippi State fell behind early, trailed by as many as 19 in the first half, and ends up losing a 78-63 game. State cut it to, they got it down to 9 at one point in the second half. Second half, but could never string together stops and buckets enough to make it an actual competitive game. And so the Bulldogs drop to 19-10 on the season. We will have to await the net rankings in the morning, but I wouldn't expect too much of a drop. The KenPom rankings came out. I think State dropped like two spots. So nothing big. It's a quad one loss on the road. You would have liked for it to have been closer, but it just kind of is what it is. Hubbard, another good game for him. 23 points. Tolu Smith, double-double, 14-10, but 6 of 15 for the floor for Tolu. I'm just going to say this, and I love Tolu Smith, and I think he's a great player. I think he works really hard, and State would not be in the position they are in without him. But, man, that guy misses more shots at the rim than anybody I've ever seen. He just misses shots at the rim.
Well, he's kind of a finesse guy under there.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just want him to just go up there and just stuff it. I mean, he's 6'10".
Yeah.
And I mean, at the same time, like, his field goal percentage isn't terrible.
No,
it's actually really good. It's just, it could be so much better.
He could be averaging 22, 23 a game if he made
it. It's just so, like, it's so frustrating because he reaches up and he's touching the net. So, like, it looks so easy for him to score, but. He'll lay it up and it'll rim around and things like that. That's kind of what we saw on Saturday, too.
Nobody else was more than 6 points for the Bulldogs. Their starters just didn't give them a lot outside of Hubbard and Smith. Cam Matthews, only 3 points. Cam Matthews, a minus 14 on the day. Not great.
That hardly ever happens.
Yeah, that is not what you expect from Cam Matthews. Hubbard was minus 14 as well. I'm sorry, minus 15. DJ, everybody's in the negative. I mean, there's nobody in the positive except for Keyshawn Murphy. He was a plus one. So congrats to Keyshawn. Shaq had 6 points, bowled a couple of 3-pointers. Sean Jones, 4 points. DJ, 6. I mean, just not enough. And Auburn got off to that fast start. And from there, it was just downhill for Mississippi State. Dogs only shoot 39%. Auburn shoots 50%. That's just a recipe for disaster, especially when you consider State shot 52% in the second half. I mean, they just did not shoot the ball. They were 27% in the first half, 8 of 29, 1 of 10 from behind the arc in the first half. I mean, they put themselves into that box, and they weren't able to get out of it.
And go ahead.
I was going to say, and so we enter the final week of the season with State still in a good spot. Still not on the bubble, still very much in the NCAA tournament, but feels like you'd like him to grab that win on Wednesday night and just go ahead and end this, and then you can sort of play pressure-free on Saturday.
Yeah, you really need to win this one. I mean, I don't know who would want to go into that game against a South Carolina team that's still playing well, that has been able to win a couple of games on the road, and that one – maybe not determines your NCAA fate, but I think could secure it. I don't know if you want to be in that position. I think, unfortunately, Texas A&M, they come out and they win by 14, I think, against Georgia on Saturday. So they're not going away. That's not going to be an easy ball game for State. But it's kind of the hand they've been dealt, and this is one of the toughest SEC schedules I can remember for a Mississippi State team. And they just haven't had any let-ups. They had that stretch of, I think, the 5 straight wins that was probably the most manageable part of their schedule, was definitely the most manageable part of their schedule this year.
Mm-hmm.
At Georgia at home, Arkansas, Missouri, those three were games that you felt really good about getting, and then they took a couple other ones.
Mm-hmm.
This has not been an easy schedule to navigate. If State can get to 9-9 in the SEC against this schedule
mm-hmm. –
this was as good a job as, Chris Jans did last year. And that was a heck of a job last year, what the hand he was dealt there. But with this team and with Tolu Smith out for non-conference play and all that, if you can find a way to win one of these next two, you are in the NCAA tournament, in my opinion. everybody that's seen Mississippi State says they're an NCAA tournament team. You need one more, I think, to solidify that.
Agreed. I agree with you.
But this is kind of what I expected in this Auburn game. I just wasn't really surprised or upset or disappointed in State. I knew it was going to be tough for them to be able to lock into what they wanted to do against Auburn, because not many teams are able to play their style of play at Auburn. Kentucky was. And I think to this point, that's the only team that has been able to beat Auburn at Auburn. Auburn was not shooting the ball well that day. Kentucky was. You have to kind of get an off day from Auburn, and you've got to shoot extremely well. And it was one of the worst possible scenarios for you in the first half, in that you didn't do your part. You weren't making shots offensively.
And they were.
Auburn was.
Yeah.
So I thought second half effort was great by Mississippi State. They outscored them by four? They lost by.
That's correct. Yeah. Let me still check here. No, only by two.
Okay. But. Still, at the very least, they held serve. I mean, they got two more points than them. So, like,
they almost doubled their offensive production. They went from 22 points to 41, and that wasn't Auburn laying off and letting State get easy buckets because the game was in hand. State kept it at least interesting for most of the second half.
And State was hitting shots. Josh Hubbard got hot. You know, they started hitting shots and getting some stops on the other end, things like that. But that's just, you know, that might be the best. Home team in the SEC.
In the country.
They could be. You could very well make that distinction. They're the best in the country at home.
You want to hear an interesting stat about Auburn that I didn't know until today? I saw Cole Kublik tweet it. Auburn has 22 wins on the season, right? Mm-hmm. All of their wins are by double digits.
Yeah, that's
crazy. They have not won a close game this year. I should check their losses to see if they've lost a close game.
Which I'm interested in, you know, in postseason play, when that comes around and you're in a close game and you haven't won those close games this year, how do you react? Right. I think there's something to that sometimes.
Auburn lost by 6 to Baylor, so there is a close loss in there. They lost by 5 to App State, so two losses, both close. Let's get down here. Close one to Alabama, lost by 4. Close one to Mississippi State, lost by 8. And they did lose in double digits to Florida. They lost by double digits to Kentucky, and then they lost by 8 earlier this week to Tennessee. So a little mixed bag there. But offensively, when they win big, and they put up points. And I mean, they're a good basketball team. There's no question about that. And you know, to beat a team like Auburn, you have to have the exact opposite happen of what happened today. You have to be the team that gets out to the fast start. You have to get that crowd out of the game. Instead, Auburn was hitting their shots early, got the crowd into the game, and then they just kind of, you know, rode the wave the rest of the game, and were able to put together a very convincing performance against Mississippi State. So,
I don't think this is going to hurt State.
No, not much.
The only thing I think is it just puts a little more pressure on you this next week to win a game.
Yeah,
and you know, I like State at home against South Carolina, but that again, I don't. Want this team facing that pressure, because facing that pressure this year has not been great for them. They did beat Ole Miss, but you know, they weren't able to beat Alabama when they had a lot of pressure on them with the sold out crowd after they had beaten Tennessee, and they couldn't come up big against Kentucky. They need to be playing loose going to that ball game, and if your backs are against the wall there, you really need to win. I don't like that for this Mississippi State team. So it would be great if they could come out and get a win on Wednesday, like we said, at A&M.
Yeah, you think about the way this season could finish. You talk about, you know, we think they're in, but if they lose their last four in a row and then go to Nashville and then go out there and you lose, you know, five in a row or five of your last six or something like that, I mean, they're going to look at that, you know, and you're going to drop to a point where you might be on the bubble. So, yeah, it's imperative for State to just take care of their business. A&M, they got the win today, and that's a good win for them. But they are a very beatable basketball team. State should be able to go to College Station and get that win. They should be able to go to play South Carolina here in Starkville and get that win. South Carolina had a nice win today, beating Florida. That did a lot for their tournament resume. So
yeah, they've been really consistent this year. You keep waiting for them to kind of fall apart, and they haven't.
They haven't, and they're
it's
not
been a great coaching job by Lamont Paris. I was not sold on him after last season.
Correct.
Because they just didn't look better. A lot of times I measure on like how good a coach is based on what if their team's getting better, and they just didn't look that way. And they had an NBA guy on their roster. But this team has been well coached. He did a really good job in the portal, and they've kind of stayed together, you know. So it's been a nice job by Lamont Paris, I think.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. So did you watch any of the Kentucky-Arkansas game today? What a game. Both teams over 100. It's like an NBA game.
I did not.
Yeah, I was not I was not paying attention to that game. I was watching Baylor and Kansas. And then I saw a clip that Arkansas had a 4-point lead with 4 minutes to go. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And by the time I flipped over, Kentucky had grabbed the lead. And they end up, like, it was 112-101 or something like that. It looks like an NBA game. It's crazy. Kentucky, man.
I didn't get a chance to watch much basketball because it
you're
was
a beauty pageant.
My daughter's first ever beauty pageant.
There you go. Awesome.
And it was quite long, to say the least.
They can be that way.
I think it was about 2.5 hours long. It was rough.
Yeah.
So, I did, when my daughter's crew moved out of the way and they went to the next class, I turned on the Mississippi State baseball game.
As you should, as one does. So good day for our daughters. My youngest made the Starkville High School dance team today.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I got a reason to go to Starkville High game. I'll see you on Friday nights, my friend.
Is that a new thing? Because I saw them, I think, this year. That's the first time I remember there being a dance team at football games. You don't know.
I have no clue whatsoever.
You don't ask questions.
I don't.
Let me tell you what happened. Do something and you
I'm
do
sitting
it.
There. I was watching Oregon, Arizona. By the way, Arizona had 100 points in that game with like 6 minutes to go. I was like, they're going to get like 125 points. They ended up really turning it down. So I'm just sitting there. Emily's on the couch. I'm totally zoned out, just sort of passively watching the game. And all of a sudden, she starts screaming. And I was just like,
what happened?
Because it scared the crap out of me. And she had made the team. I was like, you almost got to celebrate that in the hospital with your dad having a heart attack. Let's calm down a little bit. So, anyway, happy.
Congratulations to Emily.
Yeah, that's excited. I'm excited. So, let's move into the rest of the show. And that's brought to you by our good friends. Oh, I just got a text. It made me laugh. I'm sorry. I'll send you that picture later. That's really funny. If you're listening, who sent that to you? Ryan Nelson sent it to me, so he'll know that this was when we recorded. Let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. And guys, the weather is fantastic this weekend. It has been this weekend. It's going to be next weekend. This is a great weekend for grilling. Fire up the grill, and nothing will beat the sizzle of beef. You have never, not once in your life, made anybody mad by saying you were going to cook a steak. I promise you that. So head to your local grocery stores, your meat markets, your butcher shops. Talk to those guys there and put some beef on the grill this weekend. Grilling season is year-round. It certainly is if we're going to have weather like this. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And guys, gals, I can't make it any simpler than this. If you want to have a great meal in a great location, if you want to enjoy some awesome food, not just barbecue, but smoked Southern soul food, then you're going to make a trip to Two Brothers Smoked Meats. We love it there. You can see us there all the time. I feel like we're sort of like the hair club for men there. You know, we're not just advertisers for Two Brothers Smoked Meats. We're also a client. We eat there as often as we can. Yeah. So
say the least.
Yeah. It may actually be pretty close to a push what they spend with us and what we spend with them. It's pretty close. So,
we put in our hard earned money into this. This establishment, we're not just accepting theirs,
right? Yeah, we're doing
our part. Believe us,
we're with them 100%, and you should be too. Head over to Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service is what every business promises you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing it for 49 years. You can trust a business open that long You know they take care of their customers. You know that service after the sale isn't just something they put on the wall or on a flyer. It's something they are actually doing. So when you buy a product from Advantage Business Systems, you buy a new copier or a new printer, a new laptop, when something goes wrong and you need service, when you call them back, you can trust that it's going to be fixed in a speedy and efficient fashion. Now, a lot of times they're going to be able to take care of your products the same day because they are in Mississippi just like you. So give them a call, 601-362-9192, or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the home of some of the greatest Mississippi State logo wear there is. It's time to start making changes. It's time to get the banner M out, get the state script in. And if you haven't done it yet, well, what are you waiting for? So head over to Maroon & Co. today. If you're going to be on campus, if you're going to be headed to Davis Way, to Duty Noble, to the Hump, for whatever reason, make sure you make a trip to Maroon & Co. before you punch your ticket. This is what we got to say about baseball. We said last week they had to go undefeated this week. They went undefeated this week. And I saw this stat. I may have been Hail State Baseball. Let me see if I can find it, Robbie. It may have been you about the pitching. Did you tweet this, or was that straight from MSU Baseball? It was our friend Jack Byers who tweeted it. Let me get the stat here. I thought it was very impressive. So, on the weekend, State's starting pitching combines for 19 and two-thirds innings, 12 hits, one earned run, 27 strikeouts to only 5 walks. I don't really care who you're playing. That's impressive. And certainly when you contrast it with a season ago, you and I both know the numbers were not like that a season ago. That's an impressive weekend of pitching. They played a really bad team. Mount St. Mary's, that's a bad team. But what do they do, Robbie? What do I always say? When you play a bad team, you should beat them badly. That's what Mississippi State did this weekend. So I give them full credit. They had to get wins. They had to stop the bleeding. They did that. Now they have a week coming up with a game against Southern Mississippi in the midweek. That's going to be a very big challenge for the Bulldogs. But if nothing else, Robbie, they took care of their business this week and gave themselves a little bit of momentum.
Exactly. And you mentioned the pitching, and the strikeout to walk ratio has been just night and day. And I know you're going to have some games like you did last week with Cal Steven, who comes out there and he's up 0-2 or 1-2. He's getting ahead in the counts, and they're just seeing them really well, and they're getting hits. And they did that a little bit to him on Saturday, but it didn't really, they didn't score a lot of runs on it.
Yeah, he scattered hits is how you would put it, yeah.
More often than not, I promise you, I will put my life savings on it. If you're throwing strikes, you're going to get outs. If you're walking guys, if you're walking the park, you're going to lose games. And that's what happened to Mississippi State last year. They just didn't throw strikes. Mm-hmm. I will take somebody getting 11 runs like Georgia Southern did against Cal Steven, mm-hmm. or however many they – 6 or 7, however many he gave up. I'll take that all day. If they're just beating you, if they're just knocking the ball around the park, there's certainly some things that you can tweak there, but you're getting ahead in counts. You're doing your job. And they're hitting the ball in play, and it's just finding holes, and that's something that you just tip your hat to. What you can't have and what I can't stand is seeing somebody that just doesn't compete with the zone. Mm-hmm. And we saw it from almost every single pitcher last year. I think Nate Dome and I'm trying to think who else last year. Only a couple of guys last year really competed with the zone.
Aaron Nixon. Strikes. I would say he competed.
Aaron Nixon, yeah. Exactly. Those were really the only two that just didn't have many problems with the
right.
walks.
Right.
And I'll take people just beating the ball around the yard.
If you get hits, you get hits. I can totally live with it. Yeah.
And that's what happened today. I mean,
yeah.
What happened all weekend, I thought Dome really competed. Mm-hmm. Cal Steven really competed. And although Durangelo walked 4 guys, that was the best game quite possibly he's thrown at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
And you can live with all 3 of those performances. I don't know if Mississippi State's going to be able to replicate that most SEC weekends. I don't know. But if you're getting 5-6 innings from those 3 and you just find a way to piece it together with other bullpen pieces, you've got a really good pitching staff for this year, and it's going to get tougher. There's no doubt about it, but I like the trend of what we've seen from this Mississippi State staff. We've seen really maybe two bad games from pitching so far, and that was Georgia Southern and the second Austin Peay game.
Right.
I didn't think the first one was
they lost 3-2. Yeah.
Those really the only two games that they've struggled, and they struggled against almost everybody in non-conference play last year.
Yeah.
So this is a tremendous step in the right direction. You hope that offense is going to be more consistent, although they got some big hits late in the ball games.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just not a whole lot that you can complain about with this weekend. They needed to come out and sweep the series, and they did that.
You mentioned Gerangelo. Yeah, four walks, but he only gives up two hits, and he struck out 10. I mean, you're willing to live with those kind of numbers.
Almost seven innings.
If I'm going to nitpick, since that first weekend, Cam Schulke has not been great. That's the one. If I'm going to find a negative, that's a guy that like that first weekend you saw him and you were like, wow, he could be a big piece for State. He didn't pitch well against Austin Peay, and then you look at what he did today. Only threw a third of an inning, faced three batters, and gave up two hits. Not great. But you know.
Well, he came in for Gerangelo, and I don't know. I don't know what happened. I mean, he gave up hits in the first two batters, but he got out of it. One thing I'll say about Cam is he will fight.
Mm-hmm.
He might give up a hit, he might walk a guy, but he's going to fight in an at bat, and he's going to fight to get out of an inning. It doesn't really faze him. He's going to have to be really crafty with what he does because he just doesn't have the velocity. That's just not the type of pitcher that he is. He's going to be a guy that's going to have to manipulate the zone a little bit, manipulate hitters, that whole, you know, three arm slot deal that he does. He's going to have to do that. He's going to have to throw strikes, but also probably going to have to keep it low and pitch with some sink and make sure, because, you know, if you're not throwing with velocity,
throw
a fat one right down the middle, you're pitching BP.
Yeah.
But I think he's fine. That probably was one of the, you know, not the great, most expiring moments of the weekend, but he did get out of that inning. He didn't let it snowball when he allowed those first two hits.
Yeah. An undefeated week this week was necessary this past week. You had to have it. This week, an undefeated week would be really, really exciting because, you know, beating Southern Miss, Evansville as a team, as I recall last year, had a pretty good record. They just play in a one bid league. There we go, Brian. We said it correctly. So going undefeated this week would be a 9-game winning streak, but B, it would show that maybe they're starting to come out of it a little bit. One thing I want to mention before we get out of here, David Mershon, that's a guy who's seeing the ball really well right now. His addition to this lineup has been a part of why State has started putting some things together offensively.
Yeah, he's always going to be.
I know he's a favorite of yours.
Yeah, I just love those kind of players, man. I watched him walk up to the freshman Luke Dotson when I was sitting in the pageant trying to work through 3 hours of that. I watched him walk up when Dotson had hit a little bit of a struggle there, whatever inning he came in, and allowed a couple of base runners, got down 2-0 or 3-0. In the count, and he came back and got an out. Mershon walked up from second base, tapped him on the shoulder, and said, "Hey, man, this is fine. You're good. Just focus, throw strikes, compete. We'll make some plays behind you." And he got out of the inning a couple of guys later. So that's the kind of player that he is. But it's not just the leadership thing. I mean, he's just a really good baseball player, man. And the way that he's seeing the baseball right now is next level. Batting 500 through seven games. He's almost leading the team in hits, and he's played in five less games than some of these other guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where he is right now. A couple of doubles, couple of triples, 12 RBI. He's almost the leader in RBI, too. This is a guy that was sorely missed in those first five games. Mm-hmm. And you look at what they did in the first five games. They were like, what, 2-3?
Yeah.
Three of their four losses, or whatever they have right now, I think it's four. Without David Mershon. That's a huge addition back in this lineup. And so is Logan Kohler, who made maybe the best play that I've seen from a third baseman in a long time at Mississippi State.
Yeah, I saw that play, and I was just, that's something that was missing for Mississippi State a year ago. A year ago, that's a base hit. No question about it, it's an extra base hit in all likelihood. Kohler has provided some great, much-needed solidity on the hot corner there. So, good weekend for the Diamond Dogs. We'll see if they can continue along that path. All right, Tuesday show. I don't know yet. We will a little heads up. We're recording this on a Saturday, so tomorrow Sunday is the final women's game of the regular season. But Robbie, that's a team that desperately needs a win just to settle themselves down going into postseason and make sure that they are going to be a part of the big dance. So we will recap that game on Tuesday's show. Also, as I promised, next week we're going to start doing some spring football. Both here at Mississippi State and around the SEC. We'll do a positional breakdown this week. We'll start off with the quarterback position, and we will do a team breakdown. We'll start with the Alabama Crimson Tide. A lot different since the last time we talked about Alabama as from a preview standpoint. So looking forward to that conversation later this week. Guys,
and a shout out to the softball team. They're 15-3. They're
really good. I think they're really good.
I think this is a really good team.
Yeah. They've beaten ranked teams. They've been able to beat ranked teams thus far.
We've seen some fool's gold with the softball program before. They've racked up some wins early, and they just kind of faltered in SEC play. But this team has had now three run rule wins this weekend, and they've played two back-to-back days, I think, of doubleheaders.
Mm-hmm.
They played Thursday, Friday, and then two on Saturday, and then they're going to play two more on Sunday. They have a chance to win six games, I think, this weekend, and get to a 17-3 moving into next week's conference play with Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good team. Now that they need to win conference games, but this is a top 20 team. Great job by Samantha Ricketts, because last year was a disappointing year.
Yeah.
Almost every year, every single team in the SEC goes to the NCAA regionals, and Mississippi State did not do that last year.
Right.
So they did a great job in the offseason kind of retooling this lineup a little bit and getting some players out of the portal. Getting a new pitching coach, I think, has really helped. This is a good-looking team right now.
Agreed. Agree 100%. All right, guys, back with you tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.